asked the mushrikeen, "Should we call on those instead of Allah who can neither benefit us nor harm us? Should we turn upon our heels after Allah has guided us to the right way? Like the one whom Shaitan has misled and is wandering around in the land while his friends are calling him to the right way, shouting, 'Come this way!'" Tell them, "Allah's guidance is the only guidance. We are commanded to surrender to the Rabb of the worlds, to establish Salah, and to fear Him, before whom you shall all be assembled on the Day of Judgment. He is the one who has created the heavens and the earth to manifest the truth, on the day when He will say, 'Be, it shall be.' His word is the truth. He shall be the sole sovereign on that day when the trumpet will be blown. He has the full knowledge of the invisible and the visible. He is the wise, the aware." Tell them about Ibrahim, who said to Azar, his father, "Are you taking idols for gods? Surely I see you and your people in manifest error. We showed Ibrahim the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, as we show you with examples from nature." So he became one of the firm believers. When the night drew its shadow over him, he saw a star and said, "This is my Rabb." But when it set, he said, "I do not love to worship such a god that fades away." Afterwards, he saw the moon shining. He said, "This is my Rabb." But when it also set, he cried, "If my Rabb does not guide me, I shall certainly become one of those who goes astray." Then when he saw the sun with its brighter shine, and he said, "This must be my Rabb, it is larger than the other two." But when it also set, he exclaimed, "Oh my people, I am done with your shirk. As far as I am concerned, I will turn my face, being upright, to Him who has created the heavens and the earth, and I am not one of the mushrikeen." When his people started arguing with him, he told them, "Will you argue with me about Allah, whereas He Himself has guided me? I do not fear those whom you take for gods besides Him. None can harm me unless my Rabb so wills. The knowledge of my Rabb encompasses everything. Why don't you get admonition? Why should I fear your idols, when you are not afraid of your actions of making them partners with Allah, for which He has not given you any sanction? Which one from the two parties of us deserves to feel secure? Tell me if you know the truth." As a matter of fact, those who believe and do not taint their faith with wrongdoings will feel more secure and will be better guided.